to sing a hymn of the majesty of our God using number 43, Immortal, Invisible. Will you join me in reading a scripture selection for this morning? Let us use responsive reading number 73 in our hymns. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Let us pray. Eternal God, our heavenly Father, thou Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, thou Maker and Keeper and Savior of men, we thank thee for this privilege of turning apart from the hurried activities of the day to spend some moments in reflection and meditation, that we might adore thee in all thy majesty, that we may praise thee in a way that we shall endeavor to make worthy of your great love for us, and that in these moments of meditation and worship, we may keep the perspectives of our lives centered upon Jesus Christ, that in this day we may live in him, that we may find in him the strength for the inner man, and that we may learn from him how to live victoriously. We thank thee, our heavenly Father, for the matchless blessings of grace and providence, which have made it possible for us to be gathered in this place today, and for that yearning in our own hearts to be a part of your people and a part of this fellowship that we have been drawn together here to engage together in this endeavor and to seek for ourselves the enrichment therefrom. We remember our Heavenly Father, those who are less fortunate than we today, for those who have special need, we pray your blessings. For those in the seminary family who today experience some crisis in their personal lives or the lives of their family, we pray that the sustaining grace and the helpful strength of your everlasting arms shall be bestowed upon them. We ask our Heavenly Father for those who have difficult decisions to make today, that they may have the guidance of your Holy Spirit. And for all of us together, we pray that the work of the Lord shall be upon us. The beauty of the Lord shall be seen manifest in our lives. The Spirit of the Lord shall be in us, and the praise of the Lord shall be on our lips. Hear the petitions, the prayer, the praise of our hearts today, and continue to bestow on us that matchless mercy of thy divine love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us join in singing a hymn of challenge for the day in which we live. We will use hymn number 421, "We're Living, We're Dwelling in a Grand and Awful Time." Crusading is ancient as well as modern. The extensive evangelistic effort of the Crusade of the Americas is one in a continuing line of crusades which spans the whole of human history. There have been militant expeditions and vigorous campaigns, both within and outside the church, in opposition to some evil or in favor of some idea. They appear like random perforations across the pages of history. It is an easy matter to illustrate these crusades. A militant expedition for intended territorial conquest is illustrated clearly in an event such as the invasion of Palestine by the Israelites in the ancient day of Moses and Joshua. Such a militant expedition is likewise illustrated in the Crusades of the Middle Ages, which were intended to wrest Palestine from the control of the Mohammedan Turks and to reestablish Christian control over the sites of the earthly life and ministry of Jesus. It is likewise easy to illustrate vigorous campaigning after an idea. This is seen in the ancient monastic motive to withdraw from the world in an effort to live a contemplative and a consecrated life. It is seen likewise in the modern mission movement's grand aspiration to carry the gospel into every corner of the world where news about Jesus is not known. But when we begin to examine these crusades, the crusades of both ancient and modern times, the crusades after territorial conquest and after the establishment of ideals, we find that these have been neither unmixed evil nor pure benefit to the church or the world. These human endeavors have been blighted by human imperfections, and yet at the same time, the world has seen some very salutary effects come out of these aspiring struggles of committed men. I believe the writer of Hebrews had true insight when he wrote that there are religious activities such as offerings and sacrifices, which cannot in themselves make the conscience of a worshiper perfect, because they deal only with food and drink, with ablutions and bodily regulations. So it is not enough to possess a territory. Any history of the Crusades of the Middle Ages will tell of some earthy elements that fall far short of being Christian in either ideal or practice. Nor is it adequate to be a religious activist. We are aware of the imperfections of institutional religion in every age, including our own. And yet, as Christians in this last third of the 20th century, when we have seen the illustration of the crusaders who have gone before us, when we have examined their crusades and found them weak and in some points lacking, it still seems to me that as 20th century Christians, we should embrace the principle of crusading. We are called to be crusaders of a peculiar kind. More than any generation in Western culture since Constantine, it is imperative that we recognize that the predominant forces in our society are not the principles of value reflected in the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ. Christendom is past, if it ever did exist. It seems to me that the primary shaping forces in our culture are found in nationalistic pride, in material affluence, and in scientific technology. And these are not sources of abundant life in the sense that Jesus revealed the meaning of life. I am committed to the idea that we are called to be crusaders, waging a vigorous campaign, first in our own lives and then in society, after a transformed quality of life. Our crusade is not for the possession of a city, nor for the establishment of an idea alone. The human spirit is the citadel which is to be secured for the possession of Christ. And human life is the value which is to be kept sacred in Him. Our crusade is to join Paul in bringing every value we cherish into a disciplined commitment to belong to Jesus Christ and to serve Him. The apostle declared, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as refuse, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own based on law, but that which is through faith in Christ, a righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that if possible I may attain unto the resurrection of the dead. As persons who, by the grace of God, possess this treasure in earthen vessels, I believe that we can best serve the true God and this generation of humanity in a crusading quest for this quality of life, for ourselves and for others. Our crusade should not be warlike. It need not be necessarily militant, but it should be pursued with the aggressive personal commitment which says, this is my way of life. This is my life, to be found in him. Suffering for the things that caused him to suffer, and pursuing as the goal of my life those values of love and justice and righteousness that Jesus Christ manifested, commended, and is seeking to implement for the eternal enrichment of every human person. This, I believe, is what it means to be Christian. Let us pray. As we go now, our Father, to pursue the endeavors of this day, to continue the pilgrimage that we are following, to engage upon the crusade to which we've been called, we pray that thou wilt bless and keep us, that thou wilt cause thy face to shine on us and be gracious unto us, that thou wilt lift up the light of thy countenance on us and give us peace through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.